Our weekend feature-race action continues with another standalone meeting on Sunday. We're on the Highveld. We're at Turfentine on the Stanside track for a 9-race program that features the Jubilee Stakes Grade 3. Last chance horses to put their hand up and say, consider me, for the final field of the Hollywood Bets Durban July. And the supporting features are the Gawley Mile and the Highveld Winter Juvenile Stakes, both non-black type events that forms the feature races on the program. Good to have you along for the preview of this 9-race card that gets underway at 11:40. I thought it's a punter-friendly meeting, and I do hope that the cream will rise to the top. Not many big fields to contend with. In fact, we've got smaller fields on the afternoon, so hopefully we'll get through it nice and easily. The first race on the card is a maiden juvenile plate, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,000-metre mark. And don't forget, 5 minutes before the off of this race, you need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Put those selections through, play the bet slip, and put yourself in line for that double life-changing jackpot prize that's on offer. Now, in the first race, I am looking at the horse that's likely to make the most improvement. We've had horses that have had quite a few runs under the belt. One or two that's had 2 runs, one that's had 1 run, and there are also a couple of first-timers. And the horse, I think, that fits the bill to make the most improvement is number 5, Trod Janice. Craig Zaki, Sean Terry team up, and this horse jumps from pole position, so will have the run of the race. This horse travelled to Hollywood Bet Scottsville when making his debut. He showed lots of toe from the get-go. He tried very hard all the way to the wire, but just got beaten by one better on the day and had to settle for second best. He would have definitely come on with the benefit of that run, and with any amount of natural progress expected. Short and sweet, the one to beat. 5, Draw Janus to win it. Ahead of 4, Simbine. For third, I'm going 1, Bingo. And fourth, number 8, Gimme for sure. Second, first leg of the bipot. Yes, this is where the exotics gets going. 12:15 is the off. It's a maiden juvenile plate. 8 runners over 1,000 metres. This race for the girls, and I'm pretty much applying the same theory. Who will show the best improvement? I'm going with number 1, Fiery Rose. I thought that was a very good debut. Showed speed, but found one too good on the day in the form of Limerick Lace, who we'll see in action a bit later on in one of the non-black type features. She comes back in trip. She raced over 11:60 on debut. She now goes over 1,000 metres. I don't see any problems with that. She's a speedy sort. She'll be up there from the get-go, and she will be keeping challenges at bay in the run to the wire with any amount of natural improvement expected. Again, short and sweet, I'm going 1, Fiery Rose, to win it. Ahead of 6, Queen's Pact. For third, number 5 on the run. And fourth, I'm going with number 8, War Talk. Place accumulator starts race 3. 12:50 is the off. Pinnacle Stakes to be run over 1,400 metres. 7 runners to line up at the 1,400-metre mark. And, you know, this is the kind of race where one looks at who's the highest rated, who's the best rated. I, in fact, had narrowed it down to a race in 2 between number 1, Texas Red, and number 2, White Pearl. And on closer inspection, I see these two have met before. If you look at the form, 3 runs back. Texas Red finished 2nd behind Cosmic Speed, beaten 1.75 lengths. And in that same race, number 2, White Pearl, finished 6, beaten 4 lengths by Cosmic Speed. Now White Pearl is half a kilo worse off at the weights for a 2.25 length beating, which does put Texas Red clear in terms of the winning margin. So that's all I'm going for in this race. I say put a line through that last run when Texas Red had to travel down to KZN. Don't think liked Hollywood Bet's Gravel because of that indifferent run. Prior to that, you'll see has been racing in feature races and is ideally course and distance suited. If you look at the record, you'll see 8 runs, 2 wins, 2 places in 2nd and in 3rd, and Cabello Mazziniani knows his horse very well. So I'm going 1, Texas Red, to win it, ahead of 2, White Pearl. For 3rd, number 6, Radicchio, and 4th, number 7, Bus Stop in Hounslow. Pick 6 starts at 13:25. That's when you need to be on. Race 4, maiden plate, 8 runners, 11:60 the distance now. Elder Brigade taking on the younger brigade. Who do we go with? Again, I thought, let's go with the theory we've started with and see who will make the most improvement. And to me, I'm going with number 5, Palace Prince. Muzieni for St. John Gray. This horse made a promising debut when finishing 3rd, beaten 1.3 lengths by the winner. Was slow away but was running on very nicely in the closing stages. I think this will be a big runner if jumping on terms and being satellite at the right time with any amount of natural progress expected, definitely will be a competitive runner in this race. I'm siding with 5 Palace Prince to win it, ahead of 7 Emerald Forge. For 3rd I'm going 1 Old Fashioned, and 4th number 8 Stone of Scone. Jackpot time, race 5. 1400 hours is the off time. 12 runners to contest this maiden plate for fillies over 1160 metres. Question is, Older Brigade, Younger Brigade? Older Brigade this time round, and guess what? I'm going for a horse that I've been for 6 times already and I haven't made a bean. And probably against my better judgment, I'm going for this horse again. I'm talking about number 1, Tuscan Romance, from the stable of James Crawford. Now, if you look at the form, you'll see right in the top, if you are using winning form as I am, there's a second and a second, and prior to that, there's 4 seconds in a row above that. And each and every time this horse ran second at Hollywood Bets Kennel, well, I went for it. Because I kept thinking, next time, next time, next time, and next time never came. This horse showed signs of a form return when making its local debut on the Highveld, finished 2nd that day, and beaten 2.5 lengths by the winner. I do think will strip a lot fitter 2nd run after rest. Now drops back in trip to 1160. And with Richard Free, a change of jockey, that may just make the difference. I'm going, for the very last time, 1 Tuscan Romance to beat number 8, Rendezvous in Rio. For 3rd, number 11, Merryweather. And 4th, number 7, Magic Carpet Ride. This is Tuscan Romance's best chance of ever winning. If it doesn't win this race, I think it will battle to get out of the maidens. Anyway, moving on. Race 6 is the Highveld Winter Juvenile Stakes to be run over 1,400 metres. This one for the girls. 8 runners will face the starter. And earlier on I mentioned Limerick Lace. I do see this form line being franked earlier on in the day. And I do think that Limerick Lace will remain undefeated. She was an easy winner on debut when she won by 2.25 lengths. She sat just off the pace, quickened up nicely, drew clear in the closing stages. I think she'll enjoy the step up in trip. From the widest draw, she'll use her early gate speed to go and sit on the heels of the early speed and then get satellite at the right time. There's lots of natural improvement to come. She's the one I'm siding with. Short and sweet, 3 Limerick Lace. That's the one I see winning it. Ahead of number 1, Alta Capitana. 5 Rachel Wall. And 4 Miss Novaks. Race number 7 is the Winter Juvenile Stakes non-black type 9 runners to run over 1,400 metres. I'm siding here with a Mike and Matthew de Kock trained number 5, Read All About It. Now this horse renews rivalry with number 6, Red Penny. He's 3 kilos better off at the weights, so I think that certainly counts well in Read All About It's favour. Coupled with the fact that this horse has been gelded since, and I do think can bounce back to winning ways. And it's good to see that Richard Free is not only on the Highveld, but retains the ride on number 5, Read All About It. So I'm going 5, Read All About It to win it, ahead of 6, Red Penny, 3, King Harold, and 7, Soho Hearthrob. Penultimate race, the Grade 3 Jubilee Stakes, to be run over 1,800 metres. Some hard-knocking individuals in this race, and some that has the last chance of putting their hand up to be considered for the Hollywood Bets Durban July final field. Atticus Finch is one of them. Son of Raj is another one of them. Hard-knocking individuals as nominated. Musical Score. We've got an Irish import here. Number 4, The Equator, that's also running. I'm siding with the filly, number 8, Olivia's Way, and she's my first choice selection. She loves this strip. She fought on well when she won last time out, and that was the Igugu Stakes, where she won by 1/2 a length. She rallied late and she got up in the shadow of the post to win going away. She has been running in feature races of late. She's nominated to run in the Hollywood Bets Durban July, and she should likely win this one and put a hand up and say, consider me for the final field. So I'm going 8 Olivia's Way to win it, ahead of 9 Immediate Edge. For third, I'm going 1 Atticus Finch, and fourth, number 4, The Equator. Takes us on to the last race on the programme, and if all goes according to plan, 16:20 will be the off of race 9, the Egorley Mile for 3-year-olds. This race to be run over 1,600 metres, and 8 of them will line up to face the starter. Now, despite coming back from a 14-week break, I'm going with number 1, Confederate, who's got solid form lines coming into this race. This all set the pace and found extra last time out when it won the Grade 1 Classic. Grade 1 form in this kind of race is definitely hard to look past. However, what I need to tell you is that this horse, I remember distinctly having gone down to Durban to run in the Daily News and got scratched because of an elevated TCO temperature. But I'm sure that Fabian Habib would have put in the necessary work. Craig Zaki gets the ride. He won on him last time out, and I think he can win on him again. So I'm going 1 Confederate to win the last race on the card. Ahead of number 2, Legend of Arthur. For third, I'm going with number 3, Kamensky. And fourth, I'm going with number 6, Dance King. 1, 2, 3, and 6, the numbers in race 9. And that takes care of our preview for racing at Turfantine on Sunday. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable weekend's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon, take care. Cheers for now.